And the word of the Lord continued to spread throughout the whole region. The Jews, however, incited the women of prominence who were worshipers and the leading men of the city, stirred up a persecution against Paul and Barnabas, and expelled them from their territory. So they shook the dust from their feet in protest against them and went on to Iconium. The disciples were filled with joy and the Holy Spirit, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the book of Revelation. I, John, had a vision of a great multitude which no one could count, from every nation, race, people, and tongue. They stood before the throne and before the Lamb, wearing white robes and holding palm branches in their hands. Then one of the elders said to me, "These are the ones who have survived the time of great distress. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they stand before God's throne and worship Him day and night in His temple. The one who sits on the throne will shelter them. They will not hunger or thirst anymore, nor will the sun or any heat strike them. For the Lamb, who is the center of the throne, will shepherd them and lead them to springs of life-giving water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We heard this from the first reading that was proclaimed. The disciples were filled with joy and the Holy Spirit. Moving on. If you were while in middle school, junior high, high school, and you ran for a class office, and you lost, one of the teachers might have told you this. Or, for instance, you may be in the parish, you were going to run for an office, and there were two candidates, and you lost, someone might have mentioned this to you. Or if you even ran for public office yourself, and you lost, this might have been said to you. Remember Abraham Lincoln. Why would they have said that? Well, let me tell you a little bit about Abraham Lincoln, which you might know already. You might have heard this. If not, it's new to you. Whenever I get on YouTube, I kind of see what are the different things going on. And every once in a while, there'll be someone who ranks the presidents of the United States from the best one to the poorest one. Or they'll rank the 10 bottom ones. Or they'll rank the 10 top ones. It seems to be consistent in the list that I've looked at, the files that I have seen. The number one president is Abraham Lincoln. And this might be the reason why he was. Abraham Lincoln ran for public office, I think, about 12 different times and lost at least 8 of them. It wasn't until after the second one that he won, then he lost several more, then he won again. Of course, we know the last one was when he was voted and elected as President of the United States. Now, can you imagine if Abraham Lincoln had given up after the first election and said, "I'm never running for public office again"? What would have happened if we heard in our passage for today of St. Paul had given up after completing the first part of his mission trip? Where would our nation have been now if Abraham Lincoln had not run for public office and kept running even though he lost? And where would we be as a church in our faith if St. Paul had given up and decided that he was no longer going to continue being the instrument of the Lord to be an apostle and bring the good news throughout the ends of the earth? And where would we be if we had given up on some hardship and never once again did anything more? Our first reading today, I find, is very interesting. And in reading it several different times or trying to get the understanding, tells me a lot about St. Paul and St. Barnabas. This, at this point in the Acts of the Apostles, was shortly after St. Paul had converted and had become Christian. He began on his public ministry and started the first missionary journey with St. Barnabas. When they arrived in this town called Antioch, they were welcomed initially into the synagogue. Many of the newly Jews who had converted to Judaism were there and present. But the following week, when they were invited back, a number of Gentiles had come. They probably had heard that St. Paul had converted from Judaism to Christianity. Right away, those Jews turned on St. Paul. They were not happy that they were allowed to come and to hear him speak. So they start challenging him theologically. But that was only the beginning. Later on, the Jews started creating problems for Paul and Barnabas. And it got so bad that they had to leave. They could no longer stay. So St. Paul said, "We're devoting our missionary journey and our teaching to the Gentiles. They're the ones that are embracing the word of God. Those of the Jewish faith would not no longer hear or want to hear what St. Paul and St. Barnabas were saying." But the very end of that passage I find interesting. The disciples were filled with joy and the Holy Spirit. In the midst of their hardship, in the midst that they could have said easily, "We are finished," they continued on with bringing the gospel of Christ to different parts of the world. And this was only midway through the first journey. Maybe not even midway. And as you know, St. Paul, for him, there were four journeys. And the last one took him to the city of Rome, where he always wanted to go, but not by force that he wanted, but he did. And there he would give up his life. Being propelled, moving on to bring the gospel of Christ to others. In the midst of our own journey here on earth, we face many hardships and trials. But again, the same encouragement is given by the Holy Spirit that we continue on, that we don't give up. We're going to face even opposition from those who wonder, why do we believe? This Easter season has been a time for us to be renewed in faith, to continue the journey, to ask for the gift of the Spirit to help each and every one of us, especially when we are weak. Like Abraham Lincoln, who did not stop after his first defeat, and not like St. Paul and St. Barnabas, who could have given up on their journey but didn't. We are called to every single day to be renewed in faith, asking for the gift of the Holy Spirit to make each and every one of us strong, that the journey continues, and that we live the faith each and every day. And we hope that after each day we can say, yes, we are filled with the joy of knowing what the Lord has done, and the Holy Spirit is with us.